Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Also, TalkStreamLive.com has some other podcast options. You can go there, TalkStreamLive.com. You can listen live. It's got the phone number, what have you. So good you're joining us. I think it's good that you did. Two great guests. Sherry's are wild today. First, we got Dr. Sherry Rogers and then Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, coming the second hour on this most important occasion. Dr. Rogers, our first guest, has become a fan favorite, so to speak, for quite a long time. Her knowledge is almost unprecedented in the general medical field. And we're very happy to have her. She's board certified by the American Board of Family Practice, the American Board of Environmental Medicine. She's a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. It's not often I read all her accomplishments. She has lectured all over the world, Oxford and the like. She's written numerous books. I think it's 15 or 16 now. They're just a complete essential reference. If you want to know your body, if you want to get better, if you in a world of sickness, do you want to have health, then you need to know Dr. Sherry Rogers. PrestigePublishing.com is her website to get all that great information. Here she is herself, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thank you for educating so many people, because a lot of folks that I speak with, we consult with folks who are readers in 24 countries, and they say they first heard about all this stuff on your show, so you're helping a lot of people. What I'd like to address today is that we know how to diagnose whether or not a person has coronavirus and is in danger of going to ICU, where 50% of them can die. We know what tests you should have. We know what tests you should have if you have no symptoms to kind of make sure you don't get them. And then we know why the U.S. may be the worst hit of all the countries. Because as the Journal of the American Medical Association showed us a couple of years ago, places like Italy, Spain, France, etc., who already have the coronavirus, they have much better health than we do, because they're not totally guided by the mantra that if you've got a symptom, we've got a drug. They actually try to find the cause and cure of some things. So anyway,
Dr. Rogers, why don't we begin? You know, you were on last week. We got a lot of new listeners. They come and go all the time. So let's start with just the basics of coronavirus before you get into that. What is the coronavirus? Obviously, we're hearing everything about it. From your perspective, what is it? Why is this so intrusive?
Okay, well, these aren't my perspectives. These are out of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, Journal of the American Medical Association, all sorts of established things. But the coronavirus, there are six of them. There were. And they've been studied for over 20 years all over the world by various scientists. The new one is called the novel, the seventh one, because that has not the gene, but amino acid residues of HIV and Ebola, which make it very nasty. As you see on the stylized picture, which is really like a photomicrograph enlarged of the virus, there are all these spikes all over the outside of it. These spikes are used to inject the RNA virus into the cells, and that's what infects people and kills people, because then the RNA virus can hijack our chemistry and use it to duplicate itself, because the virus is not a complete cell. It's not a complete organism. It's not like a bacteria. It's a hunk of genetic material, messenger RNA, coated with a little coating of a protective glycoprotein, a little sugar and a protein. And so it has to live inside of our cells in order to use our chemistry so that it can duplicate and grow. And then it comes out of the cell and infects other cells. The problem is, where those spikes hook into the cell are called the ACE2, angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, receptor. Now, people who have, normal people, don't have a lot of these receptors, these gates for the coronavirus to enter the cell. But as soon as you're on one medication or you have one diagnosis, it can be anything, high blood pressure, arthritis, asthma, atrial fibrillation, whatever. As soon as you have any diagnosis, we already know that that is the key for the body to duplicate, triplicate, make many more gates or ACE receptors for the virus so that it can get in. That's why people who are already on medications are at more danger. And that's why a lot of us are afraid that it may hit the U.S. even more viciously than it did Italy and other countries. Because one out of three adults in the United States is already on a blood pressure medication or has high blood pressure. For people who have too many of these ACE receptors, cardiologists, internists, family docs who don't know any chemistry will give you an ACE inhibitor. They will try to poison it. They try to poison you to health. These are lisinopril, captopril, acupril, Vasotec, Prinivil, Zestoretic, and then other related Cozar, Avapro, Diavan, Hazar, Micardis, Entresto. These things all say that, wow, this person already has way too many ACE receptors, so this person is especially vulnerable for being hit by the virus because they have 2-3 times more gates for the virus to enter the cell, and that's how it does its damage because it has to commandeer our chemistry in order to live. So the basic thing for everybody is to make their cell membranes extremely healthy so and get rid of their diseases and their medications so that they don't have to, so that they can reduce the number of ACE receptors and thereby reduce their susceptibility because they have vastly reduced the gates through which the spikes must enter.
All right, couple questions before you go further. You said too many ACE inhibitors. ACE, you said it stood for something. I didn't quite catch that. What is an ACE receptor?
It stands for angiotensin-converting enzyme.
Speak English. In our kidneys.
Yeah, I know. In our kidneys, we have, God's molecular biochemistry is unbelievably clever. And we make a peptide called angiotensin so that when you stand up, you need a little higher blood pressure. So you need an injection of angiotensin. And your body does this automatically, gives you a little boost of angiotensin so that now when you stand up, you have a little higher blood pressure and you won't feel faint or dizzy or fall over. This is very good. But when your cell membranes become damaged by the 7M, the 7M are in 2019 Total Wellness Newsletter. People can get it electronically. They can order it electronically. They can read it electronically so they can stay at home in isolation and get smarter. Anyway, when you have the 7M, which are the main causes of our leading the world in chronic diseases, being number 43 in health but number 1 in cost, when you have too much of the 7M, if you're not avoiding those in your diet, then you keep making more receptors because you have damaged. We have literally created new humans in the last 30 to 50 years in the United States. In other words, the cell membrane chemistry, the essential fatty acids that make up these ACE receptors and all your hormone receptors and everything that has to do with high blood pressure, cancers, arteriosclerosis, arthritis, you name it, every disease. These cell membrane receptors have been changed 20-fold. They are now plugged with trans fatty acids and the grocery store oils, as opposed to the healthful oils that we have to make the electricity in the cell that creates our energy, the thing we call life, and to have enough energy to fight off and make the cytokines, the tumor necrosis factor, etc., that fight off these types of viruses.
So you, okay, let me summarize, and you correct me when I'm wrong. We have ACE receptors in our body. They originate in our kidney, and they're used, they have certain functions.
They're in every cell.
Okay, they're in every cell.
And especially in the lung and the gut. That's why people die of lung disease.
Okay, well, that's very interesting you just said that, because with the coronavirus, they're now, I read an article this morning saying, one of the early symptoms may not only be lung problems, may be gut problems. So that's very interesting you said that it centers on the
lung. Well, that's because
the
gut is half the immune system and half the detox system for the entire body. So, you know, it's like the old saying, if mama ain't happy, nobody is. A lot of people are stuck. They will never get well because no one has addressed their gut, made their gut healthy. That's half the immune system, half the detox. Plus, it makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than your brain does. So, and all this information is documented. I'm a dedicated reference junkie in the last couple of years of the newsletter, Total Wellness.
PrestigePublishing.com, ladies and gentlemen. You can get the newsletter, PrestigePublishing.com, so check that out. So when we have a healthy body, we have a certain amount of ACE receptors, and our body functions normally. Over the last, let's say, 40, 50 years or so, we've started to change that chemistry pretty dramatically. And so now those ACE receptors are multiplied maybe even 20-fold because of bad oils, because of bad diets, because of too many drugs, whatever the reason. So now in our bodies, we are exponentially more susceptible, especially in the United States, to a virus like corona, because what it looks for an entrance into the cells, and the entrance it likes are these ACE receptors. So if there's a ton of these ACE receptors, you have a ton of gateways, and if the cell's unhealthy, I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster. That's basically what you've said, right?
Absolutely. Now, this week in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, if you scour the data from the Chinese on people in ICU, it looks like we have a perfect opportunity to diagnose people who are going to be in danger before they have the test, because the tests are not 100% reliable and they're not 100% available. What they found was the level of D, capital D hyphen dimer, D-I-M-E-R, is about double in people who are in ICU. And that has to do with making clots in the lung and trying to rescue the leaky lung, which has started because the cell membranes have been so damaged. And another one is the LDH, lactic dehydrogenase, lactic acid, actually, dehydrogenase. The bottom line is, if you had over 100-degree fever, achiness, cough, if you have a little finger oximeter at home and your oxygen is less than 98%, you better go to the nearest emergency room and demand a D dimer and an LDH. If they are elevated, you better go in ICU, because you've already passed that spot of where you're in serious danger. So, and this is right out of Journal of the American Medical Association. There's so much more we could talk about. But now we should go to the person who is not in serious danger, feels fine, is staying at home, and wants to protect himself and his family. One of the first things, and this is coming up in the August Total Wellness, is that one of the main vitamins to rescue this ACE receptor and the renin biosynthesis is vitamin D. And a lot of people who know nothing will say, oh, I had my vitamin D check. My doctor said it was fine. They are in serious trouble because they're ignorant. The value for vitamin D on all U.S. lab tests says 30 nanograms per milliliter is normal. That's based on tests about 40 years ago that were taken on bloods that were left over in the lab from sick people. If they were smart, they would have made the determination of a vitamin D level, as they have in more future time, or more current times, on well people with no symptoms. The level of 30, which all doctors tell people is normal, most doctors, is not. It's only to prevent rickets. You have to be 80 to 100 to protect your renin biosynthesis and your ACE inhibitor, your ACE receptors. So, and also, I mean, it doesn't, all of this stuff relates to every disease. Vitamin D is absolutely crucial in stopping metastases if you have a cancer. Yet, where are the oncologists who measure the levels and make sure you have them? They're not. And yet, and in fact, 2 years ago in Journal of the American Medical Association, they trashed vitamin D, making it look like doctors don't even need to check it, even though there's epidemic deficiencies of it throughout the United States. How they did it? They used inferior forms for too short a time, too low a dose, and the mistake they always make when they do these studies that trash nutrients, they treat the nutrient like it's a drug, like it's a solo act. They forget that God's molecular biochemistry is an orchestration of the function of multiple vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, organic acids, amino acids, all together. And that's how we make health. And that's why doctors don't cure your blood pressure. If you go in and say, oh, what are you going to do to cure my high blood pressure? They laugh at you. Or what are you going to do to cure my atrial fibrillation? Or what are you going to do to cure my arthritis or whatever? And in fact, for years, when I've taken my recertification exams, I have to actually memorize the wrong answers to pass them, because every answer has to be every disease is deficiency of the latest drug. And you never, if I put we cured things that we cure every day in the office, atrial fib and hypertension, et cetera, arthritis, Alzheimer's, early Alzheimer's, MCI, I would have failed the test. You have to just put that it's the deficiency of the latest drug, device, ablation, stents, et cetera, implants, or surgery. Those are the only things, because that's where the money is, and they're quicker, and you don't have to educate the person. They think people are too stupid, but you know, you've heard it on this show. In fact, we've had people who call in and say they're a truck driver, and they heard the show a month ago, and they got the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, took some of the nutrients, got off their medicines, feel like they're 16, and they don't have high blood pressure or any medicines now. And then when they asked their doctor, did he want to know what they did? Invariably, they always say, no, just keep it up.
Let me go back to high blood pressure. Obviously, a huge percentage of our adult population is on some sort of high blood pressure medicine. And that, what you're telling us, is making us more susceptible to coronavirus. We've seen in other countries the death rate among the elderly or over 60 or over 50 is really high compared to some of the others. We're also seeing it creep down into 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. How do you explain? Is it because people are sicker when they're younger? Or
we've explained that in the 2019 newsletter, because and that was right out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now the millennials, 1 in 6, already have the early biochemical changes that we measure, but they don't measure in conventional medicine because they don't do any biochemistry of healing. These people already in 25 to 45 already have the early changes, biochemical changes like elevated quinolinate, low RBC, zinc, magnesium, selenium, elevated kynurenate. They have the changes of early Alzheimer's, of early high blood pressure, of early cancers, of early everything, macular degeneration. It doesn't matter what the label or the diagnostic word is. Everything comes down to the same chemistry. It's the body. And might add, too, that we don't all just look different. We are different biochemically. In other words, you can have five people with high blood pressure. One of them is totally cured with magnesium and arginine and PC powder. Another one when you fix the gut. Another one when you get a mercury amalgam out of the acupuncture meridian that goes to the blood pressure regulation. Another one when you fix the cell membrane where the ACE inhibitors are, etc. So that's where it comes to. We must change medicine, and it won't happen in our lifetime. And so we've gone one step further, and that is to educate the person so that they can save themselves, and which huge numbers have done.
We got about 1 minute before the break. You don't give a very glowing report of the medical establishment or our medical system, certainly in the United States. You know, is it fair to say that the responsibility really falls on our back? It's really up to us. If we want to do something, the information is there, and we're going to have to be proactive. Is that a fair assessment?
It sure is. Yes, you've hit it on the head, Dan, because for folks who take control, and I mean, I know so many people who've made liars out of me. They had massive cerebral hemorrhage where they were a stroke, where they were told the relatives were told that they would not recover. If they did, they'd be a vegetable all the time. One of them went back to be a computer engineer, same job that he had before. I mean, another one taught college for several years. People recover from things when you fix the chemistry. It's just that our practices, neurology, cardiology, they don't look at any of the chemistry.
Well, there's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, more with Dr. Sherry Rogers. P as in prestige, 115P as in publishing. So P115P is the code. You get a discount at prestigepublishing.com. And of course, at thepowermall.com, you get a lot of these products. Stay tuned. So good to be with you. Thepowerhour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the great broadcast we have today. Dr. Sherry Rogers is joining us. ThePowerMall.com is where you can find so many of these products that we discuss here, and also many things for you. Better, you know, we want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. And a big part of that is the Power Mall. Your overall health, your overall vitality, your overall just spirit of liberty, we want inside you. We want you to radiate it. And so that's where that fits in. Joyce, of course, started the Power Mall about 20 years ago. We've continued it. All the great products there at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys, will you? You know, you can go to Amazon and you don't even know if it's a Chinese knockoff that's not even what you ordered to begin with. It's like Russian roulette. Don't do that with your health. Buy from an authorized distributor. Buy from the good guys right here at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com, you can get her newsletter. You can get her great books she's written. How many is about 15 books? I can't remember. About 15 books you've written?
Yeah, but the thing that if people are going to try to dive in quickly, they have a couple of months, hopefully, to get smarter, because it'll probably come full swing worse in the fall again. It may die out in the summer. I don't know. No one knows. But anyway, if they get 2019 and 2020 Total Wellness Newsletter, and then read The High Blood Pressure Hoax and How to Cure Diabetes, even though they don't have either disease, because it's all the same chemistry. And that will bring them way up to snuff, because a lot of the things that we say today are going to go, they're going to say, oh my gosh, this is too tough. I don't know these words. It's crazy. And so the smarter they get, then they start to realize, oh my gosh, now I get it. And they get more proactive. In fact, we have a little acronym in the newsletter that we use. Whenever you're stuck with any diagnosis and you can't get well, you can't get off medications, think, T-H-I-N-K. Look for the toxins, the hormone deficiencies, the intestinal problems in the gut, nutrient deficiencies on that cardio ion test that we show them how, and knowledge gaps. There's so much people don't know, pulse electromagnetic fields, et cetera, things that boost the energy and the body's healing ability.
Well, very good. Let me go back to what you just said about in the fall. I've heard other people tell me that the virus will probably die down in the summer, and then they told me exactly what you said. In the fall, it's going to come back and mutate and be worse in the fall than even now. Does that jive kind of with experience, or why would you say that about the
fall?
Well,
don't forget, there are lots of things that happen in the fall. I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, and that's how I ended up studying the molecular biochemistry of healing for the last 20 years. But someone just came in. Would you ask that again?
Yes. We're hearing...
Oh, the fall, yeah.
The fall. Will it come back worse in the fall?
Many things. I ended up with four specialties, one of which was allergy, as a result of all this learning and studying of the chemistry. And the fall is the number one peak of the mold season. So that molds put out mycotoxins that are stronger than some of the most potent chemicals that cause cancers. So the mold season, and then in the fall, we don't have as much sunshine. You have to have sun to activate vitamin D. And there are many other reasons, but you can start to see why there's a push in the fall, just with two simple examples, as opposed to the summertime.
Mutations. Are you worried about mutations and what? Is that just that? Is that going to occur no matter what with this virus?
Yes. With everything. Right now, the Earth is more toxic than it ever has been before. The average people are exposed to over 85,000 toxins, most of which have never been studied, most of which are severely damaging. And, for example, the United States people have levels of glyphosate, the metabolite of Roundup, the weed killer. Our levels in the U.S. in the blood of people are 6 to 7 times higher than people in France.
Wow.
Because we allow this stuff to be sprayed. I can go to the store today and buy a huge jug of it.
I know, I can't believe that. There are other places that are stopped selling Roundup altogether, and then you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, and they got rows of it. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Let me go back on this below too, Dan.
Sure.
That we have so contaminated the human species that even the polar bears in the Arctic, the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet, they have human diseases now. Hypothyroidism.
Wow.
Osteoporosis. I mean, and they have measurable levels of plastics, and they don't drink out of styrofoam coffee cups.
No, they don't.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, let me ask you about, really, it's kind of the question everybody is immediately to the front of our mind. Maybe treatments become secondary. Immediately in our mind, we look at Italy, we look at China, we look at South Korea, and we see a pattern, France even. California last night was quarantined, a big percentage of their state. Are we seeing, you're Dr. Rogers, you're looking at this, you're seeing how everything's progressed all over the world. Are we going to see similar things here? Are we going to see mass quarantines in America? Are we going to see mass deaths and quarantine
possible.
Centers?
What's your take? It's possible because we lead the world in chronic diseases. In fact, when researchers around the globe want to create, if you're going to be a researcher for for any disease. If you're going to be a researcher for diabetes or cataracts or whatever, how do you think they get 500 rats? How do you get 500 rats with cataracts? You know what they give them? Tylenol, acetaminophen. How do you get 500 rats with diabetes can experiment with drugs? They give them phthalates, the plasticizers. We showed in the book Detoxify
What'd you just say? So if they want to test rats for high blood pressure, they give them... Say that again.
Phthalates, the plasticizers, your plastic wrap, the styrofoam trays, the plastic water bottles. I mean, people buying water in are flaunting their ignorance. Just flaunting their ignorance. Because as we showed in Detoxify or Die, that's how they discovered the phthalates were causes of cancer at Yale. They were working with cancer cells, breast cancer cells, in petri dishes, and normally they would add the carcinogen, the chemical that makes the cancer grow, so that then they could test the cancer chemotherapy drug. But the breast cancer cells went wild before they added the carcinogen. Why? Because the levels of plastics that migrated out of the plastic petri dishes caused the cancers to grow like crazy. This is all in Detoxify or Die. But I must warn people, you can't detoxify until you make sure your RBC magnesium, zinc, selenium are normal. And you have to see the results, because a lot of times the doctor has ordered the wrong one. It's not intracellular, or it's meant to see if you have a toxic level, as opposed to, especially when they look at manganese, for example, or copper, often they're looking at toxicity levels in, for someone who works with it in an industrial setting, as opposed to if you have enough in your bloodstream. And again, that's why we go over a lot of these things with people on the phone in 24 countries who need more guidance. Maybe we should go into the nutrients that people should start to heal their cell membranes with.
Yes, let's talk about terms of treatment of coronavirus, especially right now it's on everybody's mind. But really, this is treatment for all health anytime. This is kind of just exasperates
it. It's not the treatment. It is to try to make you corona-proof.
All right, let's talk about it. How do we become corona-proof?
Because remember, the coronavirus has to put its spike into your ACE2 receptor on the cell. And the reason you have a lot of them is because most people are living on the 7M. That's their whole existence. And they have literally changed the cell membrane 20-fold to a bad form that is leaky and doesn't work well, and makes a lot of compensatory ACE receptors to try to make things better, and it gives more gates for the virus to enter.
You said 7 M's. Just list the 7 M's real quick. They can look at it in your newsletter, but just list them.
All right. They're in the 2019 newsletter. First one is medications. Statins guarantee you'll have Alzheimer's. The lisinopril. That damages your ability to wipe out amyloid in the brain. That's referenced in the newsletter as well. So that not only is it showing that you have too many ACE inhibitors, but also then that drug helps potentiate Alzheimer's. People who are on Nexium, Prilosec, Omeprazole, the protein pump inhibitors, these wipe out your hydrochloric acid in your stomach so that you don't absorb your vitamins and minerals that you need to fight off the coronavirus. So the first M is medications. If you're on any, then read a book and learn how to get rid of them so you heal the problem. Second one is mycotoxins, the gut. A lot of people have been on antibiotics, even just years ago, one 10-day dose, and we measure their D-arabinitol and hippurates and tricarbolates, et cetera, in the blood test, and we can see that they're loaded with mycotoxins. From candida, acetaldehyde, it causes brain fog, can cause any symptom you can think of. So medications, mycotoxins. Next is modified genes from Monsanto. And we showed, you know, the 6 times the levels of glyphosate. And there are many other things that these genetically modified plants, corn and soybean, they put out toxins to kill the corn borer worm, for example. And these things actually can damage your own microbiome, the cells inside your gut. Remember, 90% of you is not you. You have 9 times more, higher number of cells in the gut called your microbiome, where it makes half of your immune system, half your detox system, makes your neurotransmitters of happy mood. You have 9 times more cells in your gut than you do in the trillions of cells in your body. So the gut is huge. Like I said, mama ain't happy, nobody is. A lot of people will never get well because no one ever looked at their gut. And one of the seven M's is the next thing then, managed care. You know, you go to one guy and maybe he's a cardiologist and he sees that you have high blood pressure, but he doesn't look at the intestines to see if what's going on there so that if your tricarbolate is elevated because that chelates out your magnesium, so you stay with high blood pressure or atrial fibrillation or whatever indefinitely because nobody knows enough chemistry to look at the whole body. The next one, and so we have really screwed ourselves in the United States by giving every specialist one organ. One guy takes care of your bones, one the brain, one the heart. Never the twain shall meet. It's as though they're all separate and they don't relate to one another. Whereas in reality, you can't heal one without the other. Next one is mercury. The high fructose corn syrup, which is the basis, corn syrup, corn starch, corn sugar, of the American diet, is made with a mercury chloralkali process in many instances, and that gives the average consumption to be equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life. I think this was about 5 years ago. We referenced this in the newsletter. And then the manufactured toxins, oh my gosh, the plastics, the volatile organic hydrocarbons, the heavy metals, the Teflon, PFOAs, the fluorinated compounds. These are everywhere. They're in our carpets. We cook with them. And on and on. And then the mangled fats. Many countries will not allow our trans fats, hydrogenated, esterified, etc., because that is part of the 20-fold change in the cell membrane of humans in the last decade. So, you know, if countries want to make damaged animals, what they do is, and they say it in their research papers, I mean, in the last 20 years of Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, one of the greatest journals, I read it constantly for years, they give them what's called the, what do they call it? They call it the cafeteria diet, or they have another, the Western diet, because they don't want to insult us by saying it's the American diet, but it is, because they know that it's the dumbest thing that we've ever done, because that's what makes us lead the world in chronic diseases, being number 43 in health, but number one in expense.
There's a new movie out. I just want to interject real quick. Called Dark Waters. It talks about the PFOA, talks about the Teflon. If you want to check that out, Dark Waters, it goes into the history of that. It's really interesting. We got about 10 minutes or so. Let's get into treatments. End on that. I want to make sure we get into that.
People need to make themselves corona-proof. And the only way you can do that is to heal your cell membranes. I have been very blessed because in the last 20 years, I have seen thousands of blood tests from our readers across the globe. And when we see this blood test, it's 11 pages of their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, organics, etc. We can see what the average person is low in. And these people aren't average. They're smarter than average. So you can imagine what the rest of the world is like. So if you look at the cell membrane and what has gone wrong with it, one of the major things we see in the last, ever since the test was created, is you have to have the right levels, ratio, of omega-3 oils to omega-6. Most people, omega-6 is 20 to 1. It should be 1 to 4. And so how you get a better ratio is first you stop the 7M, absolutely, it's in the 2019 Total Wellness, and you do a tablespoon of Carlson's lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass every day for about a month, then you can probably move it to every other month. You have to have, and if they are thinking of using other brands, we have checked them out, and in fact, the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed one of the leading brands, which I will not mention because I don't like to bring people's businesses down, esterified and was no good, and they donated it for the experiment. So, anyway, then you need the anchor, and you have that there at the Power Mall. The PC powder, non-GMO phosphatidylcholine powder, better than the phosphatidylcholine product that we talked about in the high blood pressure hoax, because people have to remember that as time goes on, even though we have researched the best products we can find in different categories, the owners of labs retire, die, sell out, stop producing, whatever. And so things change, and we use the newsletter to update people in the newer products. So PC powder, and you have that one right there at the mall. They should do a teaspoon every day. It is the priceless anchor. It's reversed Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, you name it. Now, when you have the cell membrane changing its ratio of the fatty acids, where all the electricity is generated, and the receptors, the ACE, the normal, good, healthy ACE receptors, you have to have the guard dog of the cell. The guard dog is the 8 forms of vitamin E. When you see trashy articles like in Journal of the American Medical Association where they tried to trash vitamin E, it's because the researchers were so incredibly ignorant that they actually used only one of the 8 forms of vitamin E. That would be like me going to a car dealer and saying, oh, I want to buy a new BMW, but I can only afford 1 out of every 8 parts, but I expect it to work. I mean, it's so incredibly stupid. They broadcast to the whole world their ignorance. Real vitamin E is 8 entities, 4 tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and 4 tocotrienols. And we have given voluminous evidence throughout the last 10 years of the newsletter. You can't heal heart disease, cancers, atrial fib, whatever, anything without these. The way I like to get it for folks, and we measure all this stuff, this is another Carlson product, and I'm not connected with any labs. I don't sell anything except knowledge. 1 eGEMS Elite, 1 Gamma eGEMS, and 2 tocotrienols. And those 3 products will give you good levels of all 8 forms. Then you want D3, 10,000 units. If you're on that 50,000 that some doctor gave you, forget it. First of all, that's overloading your body once a week. And second of all, they usually don't measure the right, they don't measure the 125 dihydroxy vitamin D3. You want to see your report that they did the 1,25 hyphen dihydroxy vitamin D3, and you want to see that your level is 80 to 100 nanograms per deciliter. In the newsletter, we give all this evidence, plus how to convert for people. Many of our readers are in 24 other countries, and they use it different. They use millimoles, so we give a conversion how to do that. And then you want, meanwhile, what we have found in the last 30 years is 10,000 IU Carlson D3, Monday through Friday, gives most people a level 80 to 100. Some still have damaged guts, so they need it every day. I would suggest starting it every day because most people are low. There are documented deficiencies of all these nutrients throughout the United States in every socioeconomic level. It doesn't matter if they're wealthy little young kids, they're low in vitamin E, etc. And again, we've documented that in the newsletters because I'm an evidence junkie. Another product would be the ACEs, A-C-E-S, with zinc. That happens to be a Carlson donor. I'm trying to make things easy for them and things that have a good reputation. This contains selenium. For example, a lot of people are hypothyroid and they don't know it. They're overweight. They're tired all the time. They're depressed. But their doctor tells them their thyroid is normal, and that's, again, because the original thyroid tests, which are still on LabCorp and Quest, were done on people who were sick and already hypothyroid. So we put the new norms in the newsletter in the last few years, because you should not rely on the norms that are on the lab report. And then zinc, in 2019 Total Wellness, we gave an example of just, I think it was 8 enzymes that depend upon zinc, not all 200, just 8 of them, and that shows you how you can get any disease, just being low in those 8 enzymes, which all depend upon zinc. For example, we have a test where we do in people the quinolinate and kynurenate. It shows if they have early brain deterioration before they have any symptoms. They don't have to have any symptoms. And it shows if you're headed for Alzheimer's.
Got about 1 minute, you know, Dr. Rogers. About 1 minute.
Okay. And it's reversed with P5P. Anyway, so, which has to have zinc in order to metabolize B6. Our goal, and of course, don't forget magnesium and a B complete 50. The bottom line is for everybody, make yourselves too smart to fail, because if you don't, who's going to?
Ooh, well, that's a great question. That's why I always ask, if you don't detox with the detox cocktails that you recommend, if you don't detox with that, what are you going to detox with? You know, if you don't get these nutrients from the Power Mall or from what you're saying, where are you going to get them? Because you certainly need them. I think our medical condition in our country proves that. It's been an absolute pleasure. PrestigePublishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com, P115, P is the code. You can get the discount. And it's absolutely great to have you on, especially at this time, Dr. Rogers. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge.
Oh, and tell people how they can archive and listen to this again and share it with their friends.
Absolutely. You can go to thepowerhour.com. You'll see, you can just look up Rogers in the search tab, and you'll see the different interviews, or you can email us at the support at powerhournation.com, and we'll email you one directly, or give us a call at the Power Mall, and then we can make sure that you get one. 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics,
still there, Dr.
but
Rogers.
What about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.